when TPT Forward 2024 was announced, and they said that there would not be a virtual version of the conference for this year. I know there were many teacher sellers that were bummed out because they may not be able to make it to San Diego for one reason or another. But I think this is a blessing in disguise because there is a completely virtual conference that did so fantastic last year. It was easily one of my favorite conferences, and that is the Teachers Sellers Summit. The great thing about this is that it also takes place in the summer. This is from June 27th through the 30th, and of course, it's all online. You have not only pre-recorded sessions, but you also get live events. So what I wanted to share with you about right now is information about this Teachers Sellers Summit and how you can level up your business from the comfort of your own home. There are sessions about perfecting your product listings, creating print-on-demand workbooks, opening up your own shop, and diversifying your income streams. But not only that, you can also connect with successful teacherpreneurs and industry experts to take your TPT or teacher business to the next level. Here's what's in store. You have in-depth sessions about mastering key business skills, both on and off TPT, with insights from experienced speakers, a variety of networking opportunities where you can connect with business owners worldwide, swap ideas, and learn from each other's successes, practical tips and strategies with actionable techniques to succeed, whether you're just starting out or you're aiming higher. And additionally, there are live Q&A panels, a private podcast for on-the-go learning, and so much more. I'm presenting at this conference, and my session is about three keys to a successful TPT store brand. So you may be wondering, what does this cost? What's the investment on this? And there are early bird tickets available through April 30th for $99. And you can save nearly 25% by just purchasing in the month of April. But if you're listening to this and it is past April, but not yet June, so May and June, you're listening to this, you can still purchase tickets to this conference for $129. You will get a 90-day pass to all 40 sessions, live Q&A panel discussions, virtual hangouts, co-working spaces, private podcast. If this sounds like something you're really interested in, you can check out my affiliate link in the description where you're listening to this episode. I hope I can see you there. Now, let's dive into this week's episode. You're listening to the Creative Teacher Podcast, a show for busy teachers looking for ways to engage, inspire, and make an impact in their teacher businesses. I'm Kirsten, a teacher business owner who is all about simple and actionable tips, strategies, and resources that result in wins, big or small. If you're looking for that extra spark of creativity, you've come to the right place. Let's dive in together. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Creative Teacher Podcast. I wanted to share with you four Instagram attraction strategies. This is something I have talked about in my Product Listing Lab course, and it is one of the lessons in my course. So I also just wanted to share this information on the podcast. I think it's super valuable. It's based on a matrix episode I did for TPT attraction strategies. So we're going to be doing one for Instagram and also one for Facebook. So I can't wait to dive in, and I hope you enjoy this episode. It's likely that if you're listening to this, you are on Instagram in some way, shape, or form, whether that is heavily through your business, or you might have a personal Instagram account, or you might have both. You might be with a personal Instagram account, and also you have one related to your TPT business. So this specific episode is related to ways you can attract your ideal audience and customers on Instagram. And this matrix that I created is based off of low prep and high outcome.
high prep and high outcome, low prep, low outcome, and high prep, low outcome. Now, I want to also preface to say that this is just solely my opinion, based off of my experience in the last 3-4 years with a business Instagram account. And you may have different opinions about what you think is high prep and high outcome. But in general, this is something that I've seen with my own businesses and also from what I've seen with other businesses as well. In general, having an Instagram account for your TPT store has plenty of benefits if you are on Instagram. You can effectively engage with customers with short form content. Hashtags can always increase your visibility and traffic to your business, and it offers ways to get creative. It can also offer ways to collaborate with other similar TPT sellers in your niche or just connect with other sellers. I've met what I consider a lot of my really great friends and colleagues through Instagram and just chatting and connecting with them on stories and all of that good stuff. So these four attraction strategies that are discussed are going to be divided into the four sections that I mentioned. The prep time is mainly how much effort it may take on your end. And then the outcome is the results that might happen. So this could be more views or more opt-ins, more sales. This is just a general guide and does not indicate that one strategy is better or worse than another. You can always try some of the strategies and see how it does for you if you utilize Instagram. So let's start with the first one. This one is low prep, high outcome. And this is kind of two of them. I'm going to kind of lump two of them in one, and that's stories, Instagram stories, and Instagram ads, also connected with Facebook ads. So Instagram stories doesn't require a ton of prep. It's a great way to kind of be casual, engage with your audience. It's also a way to be authentically you. It's a way to boost a post that's doing well if you'd like to do that. And, you know, maybe you have a really great Instagram post that did well. And when I say boost, I don't mean like clicking boost. I mean turning it into an engagement ad. There's a way to go on to Meta Business Suite in your ads manager, and you can create an engagement ad or a traffic ad using an existing post. And you just plop in the one that is doing really well. So definitely don't click on boost your Facebook post, because you will not be able to control which audience it goes to. It's kind of being sent to everybody who might click on it and like it. So if you are interested in boosting some type of creating an ad from a post that's been doing well, you can definitely do that with existing posts in your ads manager. But in general, I feel like stories is just kind of like really casual. Some of my best stories with a lot of engagement are ones that I kind of post on the fly. I didn't really plan it, and it just kind of turns out really well. The second one I'm going to talk about is high prep that can be high outcome, and that is Instagram Reels. Video rules in social media marketing right now. So creating reels based on trending audio and adding text and captions can take a lot of work, but the outcome can help grow your audience and just kind of get more eyes on your Instagram account in general. One of the reels that's still doing well to this day is the one it was actually originally posted on TikTok. Then I repurposed it for Instagram and it just like took off, and it's over 100,000 views, over 100,000 views. It's just crazy to think that it's still getting likes, and it's just a really funny, engaging, relatable reel that people are really liking. And I thought it would die down. It still hasn't died down. In fact, it's like in the middle of this ramp up of people liking it, but it did kind of have its little, you know, it was laying low for a while before it started to pick up again. So it's interesting how reels operate based off of the algorithm and what Instagram is trying to push in front of everybody. But it is a lot of work, depending on what type of reel you make, especially if you're going face to camera. But you can definitely make really high outcome reels that don't show your face, or it's something that you know, maybe have used from another platform such as TikTok. The third type we're going to talk about is low prep and low outcome. This is something I really don't use a lot, but maybe other people find success in that. It is Instagram Lives. This might be scary to get on live on Instagram because it's like that blinking light. It's like you're live and there's a little circle around your profile picture. But you might be surprised. Lives can encourage followers to know, like, and trust you when you're sharing content in your niche. If you have a specific, you know, maybe you're recapping a podcast episode that you put out or a blog post that you put out, and you just want to just get on and hop on and kind of share information about it, it can be a really great way to get more people kind of interested in your actual content on another platform. I've gone live a couple of times just to promote something. I had a course that I was promoting, and it's really great. And actually, there was one time I did a live with other people. We went live. It was like four of us that went live and talked about a specific topic. And so it's a great collaboration opportunity. If you remember the days of Clubhouse, it's like kind of like that, but except people see your face. And so it's just kind of, if you're looking for a way to get some attention on or some eyes on your content or your resource that you might have launched, going live could be a potentially great outcome. But for the most part, I find that like I really rarely watch lives myself. And so it just really depends on your audience in the long run. The last one that I'm going to talk about is high prep and low outcome if you batch like I do. And that is posts and just like carousels. So just those static posts, feed posts. Setting up and maintaining great looking Instagram feeds can be a really great way to kind of, you know, have content out there. You're being active in social media, but it can be a lot of work on your end, especially if you're batching it all together each month, like I do. But when people come across your posts and follow, this could be also a great way to drive plenty of traffic to your store or your website or your opt-ins, whatever you're trying to get people to go on. So it's nice to have it there. If people are just kind of nosy and they're like, okay, I wonder, this person made a really great resource. What's their Instagram account? I'm going to go look on it. And just having posts there, static, you know, carousel posts, those are always great to have on there with information. But I find as far as reach and likes, I don't really get a lot of interactions as I used to. I think there's a lot of factors into it. One of them being Reels is being kind of more favored. I find a lot more reach with the videos that I post, whether I show my face or not. Whereas carousel posts or like, you know, static posts that are showing like, hey, there's a new blog post out, that doesn't really get as much reach as it used to. And so what I found myself doing every month is not posting as much of it. You know, one of the probably the best posts, I will say, that does get the most traction are my giveaway posts saying, you know, hey, I'm giving away 2 TPT gift cards. Like this post and comment on, and then I have some type of prompt. Those are the only static posts now that will get a ton of engagement because people are trying to enter to win a gift card. So I could see really great purposes for static posts. I do like having carousel posts every once in a while, especially depending on the topic. You know, I do get still some great feedback from it and interactions from it, but like I'm not going to try to be posting static posts every day or anything like that because it just really doesn't get a lot of traction. And at that point, it turns into like quantity rather than quality. I'd rather kind of have more quality posts and content on my Instagram feed. So to recap this overall, this Instagram attraction strategy, we've got for low prep, high outcome stories and ads, high prep, high outcome reels, low prep, low outcome Instagram lives, and then high prep, low outcome posts. So stuff for your feed, like static posts and carousel posts. So let me know what your thoughts are on this. You can always at me, message me on Instagram, the Southern Teach Designs. Let me know if you agree with this or you found different results based off of what I shared. And I'd love to chat with you about it. Hopefully this episode was helpful. Tune in next week. I'm going to be talking about Facebook attraction strategies. And we are going to do the same type of format with the Matrix. So I will be chatting with you next week. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week.
Thanks for listening to the Creative Teacher Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to today's episode, feel free to subscribe and leave a review. I'd love to hear your feedback. You can also follow me on Instagram at thesouthernteach.designs. Have an amazing day.
Are you looking for a way to grow your business without working too much harder than you already are? Do you want to optimize your limited time and see a real impact on your business efforts? Well, I've got great news for you because your data playbook can help you achieve all of these goals and then some. As a teacher, you know that the education market is super competitive, and in order to succeed, you would have to stand out from the crowd and deliver results that really matter to your customers. But without the right tools, it can be kind of hard to know if what you're doing is truly paying off. And that's where your data playbook comes in. The membership is designed to help teacher sellers like you leverage the power of data-driven strategies. You can unlock valuable insights about your customers, your products, and your sales performance. This membership is packed with access to analytics tools and resources, personalized coaching sessions, and a community of like-minded teacher sellers who are also eager to share their insights and experiences. I totally believe that your data playbook can help you take your teacher seller business to the next level, but don't take my word for it. Check out the website to see what other teacher sellers are saying. I'd appreciate it so much if this is something you're considering to check out my affiliate link in the description. There are different membership tiers. So if this is something you're considering, you should definitely check it out. It's your data playbook, and I hope you can join.